This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Sorry folks, park's closed.
We were here a week ago, and this one entrance was closed. There were no cars here. But here we are a week later, and it's open, and hundreds of people are enjoying the Austin Greenbelt. And that's what this exercise of freedom is about. All over the world, they're closing outdoor facilities under the COVID hoax. We're here because in Australia, and in Spain, and in Canada, and in Austin, and in California, they're trying to keep the beaches and the parks closed. And humanity is saying, no, we will not bow down to you. We will go outside. We will enjoy God's creation.
My wife and myself and others, but I wasn't thinking, hey, it's 105 degrees and it's a good walk down to it. Barton Springs, it's a 100-yard walk. So everybody said it was a great success, but I apologize to the few people that collapsed from heat exhaustion. But they were warned, but it was still a big success. The police admit that they've opened all the parks up because it's illegal for little contact tracers to set up at the entrance to parks and say you can't come into them until you give them your information. They're training you ahead of the forced inoculation. And the global Chinese credit score, which they now admit is official and that COVID-19 is the excuse for. It's, of course, we told you all this 6 months ago. But now it's official. Yeah, it was in the official Rockefeller and Carnegie and Bill and Melinda Gates documents they were planning this. But now they're actually doing it. So it should be easier to defeat now that these criminals are out in the open. So much today. Roger Stone's got big exclusive political 2020 news at the bottom of the hour. And he also was really good friends with Robert Trump. And Again, we'll have exclusive details of that. He, of course, passed just yesterday. And so much more is coming up on this live Sunday edition.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Into civil war and financial collapse under the COVID smokescreen. Thank you again so much for joining us on this August 16th Sunday live transmission. Roger Stone is going to be joining us. He was really good friends with Trump's brother, Robert Trump, who passed just over the weekend. And the media has been saying it's an unknown cause of death. For those that know the family, the cause of death is very well known. And he had a heart condition for 40 years. They said he could die at any time from it. He was routinely hospitalized over it. It's why he did not choose to be in super competitive business like his brother, though he's much like him, because his heart could not take it. So the younger brother dead at 71 years of age. And Trump had just gone to see him in the hospital Friday. But there were so many false alarms that he was not there when his brother passed. But that's exclusive information about the family. They're very, very private. There's, of course, been huge celebrations online, but saying the wrong Trump died. They've had so-called Christian leaders come out and say that God took the wrong Trump. This is just truly sickening, evil behavior. But Roger Stone will have some details on his friend, Robert Trump, and eulogize him at the bottom of the hour. And then get into the big 2020 election news. We're glad to have Roger with clemency still in the game for 2020 to give us his expert analysis on what's coming next and how to counter the NWO. So that is coming up, ladies and gentlemen, at the bottom of the hour. Now, I was starting the show on Friday, and I had been trying to get Millie Weaver on for a week. She kept saying, I'm going to have Shadowgate's documentary done. They're contractors. They do whatever they want. They produce whatever they want. So I didn't really even know what the film was about. I'd seen the trailer. It sounded interesting. She wanted to come on last week, and then this week, but kept saying, well, give me another day or so. And so Friday, I'm talking to about finally getting her on, and you know, when is she going to upload it, and where is she going to put it out? And I'm lifting weights, because there's a little gym here in the office. At like 8:30 in the morning, I get done, come over and start doing the preparation for the show. Right before I go live, they go, Millie Weaver has been arrested with her husband and Gavin, her husband's brother, at their house in Ohio. And so I see the video, we air it, and immediately people start saying, oh, it's fake, because the cops first say they're just there for Gavin, then they say they're there for Millie as well. Well, it wasn't fake, folks. It's now in the newspaper. It's now in the local Cincinnati newspaper. It's now national news. InfoWars reporter, InfoWars contractor, contributor, arrested. So that's real. And it was not being done as a stunt because her film was coming out. We're not selling it. It's hers. It's free. It's something they did. They put a lot of films out. And so now all the fake conspiracy theories are to the side. She was really arrested. And her crews had a chance to talk to her in jail. We've had the tales of that relayed. And so we have one of the people that helped her make the film, one of her good friends, joining us coming up about 15 minutes into the next hour to talk about that. And the big question is, was she arrested in relation to the film? Well, her mother has put out a statement, I guess on Facebook, saying that she'd moved there during the COVID lockdown from California 3 months ago, and they had some kind of altercation. A cell phone got broken, but she doesn't want charges pressed. And she doesn't know why 3 months after she filed this police report, when they had a fracas, a family fracas, why they've now been charged with all these felonies and things. So, and it's her name on the arrest warrant and all the rest of it as the victim. So it's confirmed that this is over a broken cell phone and her mother being thrown out of the house. And I mean, who hadn't had, especially when you're grown up and older, your parents moved in with you, I can imagine there'd probably be some fracases. And I get along with my mom and dad, but they would probably not want me living with them. So that's part of this COVID pressure. So how is she still in jail with a sealed indictment over all this? So we'll figure all that out in the days to come. Here's the bad news, ladies and gentlemen.
Why wasn't I given anything in the mail?
Guys, go ahead and turn that on and off for me. Thanks. Appreciate that. I'm sorry, I was getting a feed. Don't know if the radio listeners could hear it, but I was getting a feed. Here's the question. Was she arrested for anything to do with the film Shadowgate? And I think the answer is probably not. But that is what is going to end up always being thought about this because of the timing and the coincidence. And so if they were trying to suppress this film, it had the opposite effect. Last time I checked, it had 1.5 million views on one version on YouTube. Right at 600,000 views at band.video, where it's posted for free, and a bunch of other versions with hundreds of thousands of views. So I finally had a chance to watch it. Didn't have a chance to watch till Friday night. So there I was covering all this, not knowing really what was in the film. People thought I was distancing myself from it, too. They're like, well, Jones is saying he doesn't know what's in it because, you know, she's a contractor, does whatever she wants. Well, I literally didn't know the contents of the film because I've not seen it. I was waiting to see it to get her on and talk about it. And overall, I mean, I think it covers real government things that go on and some of the way the propaganda systems operate. But I know Roger Stone gave me a call this morning because he's in it. And he's like, I never met General Jones and Paul Manafort. I haven't worked with him in over 20-plus years. He's my friend. And Roger Stone's not involved running the secret internet control police. I can assure you he's a target of the deep state. But that's what one of the people interviewed said. In fact, when he was in, I had the fella in here because he came to town, I guess, for the release of this. I didn't know he'd be released that day. I didn't know he'd come knocking on our door. A lot of weird stuff going on. He's in here during the break and on air saying, well, I think Roger runs everything. Wow. Roger runs everything. I sure wish he could make a Skype work. And I'm not even a computer person. I have to teach Roger how to use computers. So that's the weird thing about the liberal media. They came out and they said, I ran the Trump campaign and Roger ran the Trump campaign and we're the reason he won and everything Trump did came out of my mouth or Roger's. It's not true. I would love to take that credit for that. I wish Trump listened to me as much as they said he did. We got a lot of ideas out there about rebooting America. We have a huge audience that helped get Trump over the top, getting elected. We promoted populism against globalism. We've been absolutely instrumental in fighting the New World Order and getting America to awake so America could get Trump elected for this moment we're in now. But to say that we were in command of Trump is just absolutely crazy. But people then, not just on the leftist side, who know it's not true, but people in the general public begin to believe. I mean, people see me, and they're just like in awe, like, it's bizarre. Because the crew works here, you know, the crew sees me, they know. They watch it all being done, the research, the guest, the info, and we just bring guests in and say, hey, say whatever you want. Well, you run the New World Order, Alex. Okay, great. Thanks a lot. Oh, and I'm going to post the film. We're the bad guys. I mean, it's just next level, but that's what happens in this whole Q-verse is Trump can't be trusted. Roger Stone can't be trusted. Alex Jones can't be trusted. But anybody off the street wearing a Trump jacket, whoa, okay, all right, Trump's bad now too, right? I mean, Robert Mueller's good and all this other stuff's good, but but the actual New World Order, the actual globalist operation, it's not a problem. But anyways, that is a distraction. Can't wait to get Millie out of jail. The problem is they're having a CPS hearing at 10 a.m., and they're not supposed to have their arraignment hearing in that county in Ohio. It's all listed on Infowars.com until they are already had the CPS meeting. And so, very, very serious situation. I've tried to figure out what's going on in that town. It's mainly a Democrat town. So, but again, why would the Democrats sit there and try to shut a film down that claims Roger Stone works with Barack Obama? Basically is what it does, because their one expert in there says that. And again, I'm just getting this out there because it's always interesting to just wake up and, you know, I'm such a mastermind. I don't even know what's in this film and that it's being talked about on my show. And Roger has nothing to do with any of this. It's implicated as the big genius mastermind. And I'm just supposed to sit here and take it. So that's where I stand on that. So there you go. You know, the big secret conspiracy here is that there's no filter and that I am in charge of my own life. And I built InfoWars with the support of this broadcast. And we are the American people and we're changing the whole planet together. I would be ashamed to ever be involved with the CIA or the FBI or any of these groups.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What an incredible time to be alive. I'm your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin, broadcasting worldwide. All right, let's plow in to the really big news. When Roger Stone joins us next segment, I will get into all of his intel and his sources that are excellent on whether or not we're about to see widespread indictments. We've seen the beginning of it starting, and Trump said this is only the beginning that we are all about to witness. But let's get in to the latest COVID developments. New saliva-based COVID-19 tests could be fast, cheap game changers. CNN. You read the type of test it is, it's the other basic tests they've been using that give almost 90% false positives. So that'll create more hysteria, more fear. Because it's never about the death toll now. It's about the number of people that are infected. But once you get tens of millions that have been tested, then if they die in a car wreck or if they die of a heart attack, you get to count them. They go, oh, 1,200 a day dying from COVID, when tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands some days die in the United States. Yeah, we're 350 million people. Continuing, U.S. developing coronavirus strain for human challenge trials. What do you think they were developing at Wuhan under Bill and Melinda Gates with 11 different programs? The strains for human test in vaccines. It's patented. Look up. Bill Gates Foundation funded COVID chimera viruses for vaccine trials. They've already done them on animals, and it says would work in humans. That's why they're skipping the animal trials, because they already did them. It's already been done. That's why Gates said, oh, there'll be a lot of illness with this new vaccine, because they already did it. They've already done it on animals and on humans in China. They had French and Japanese TV shows and Italian ones 3 years ago about, is it safe? They've got dangerous chimera viruses from bats at Wuhan under U.S. funding. In 2015, there were New Scientist articles about the scandal. And then we sit here and watch the guy over at Fauci telling us how to live our lives and telling us we never leave our houses again. We told us all these millions would be dead, but there aren't. Tucker Carlson comes out and points that out. He says, oh, Tucker's the reason there's all this craziness. No, it isn't COVID causing the starvation and the depression. It isn't COVID. It's the lies about COVID that are doing it. So, U.S. developing coronavirus strain for human challenge trials. Think about that. More Americans go hungry amid coronavirus pandemic, census shows. But it's not the coronavirus that's doing it. It is the hysteria and the lies and the lockdown. And people say, man, the left's collapsing their states, their cities, because they work for the New World Order to collapse the whole country. You think they're just idiots that don't know how to run things. They know how to destroy things. It's a plan. They're like Terminators. They never give up. They never give in. Wall Street Journal reports that violent crime rises during pandemic as confidence in police takes hit. CNN. Violent crime explodes during the police getting defunded and the police being told not to respond and people being told to riot and kill and murder. But the article blames COVID and the police for the globalist economic depression and reset and martial law that comes out of it after Trump's removed, if they're successful. Oh, you want a police state? You're about to get one. So did you know CNN says COVID is Trump's fault and it's the police fault? Crime's exploding when the left says go out and attack. I mean, I've got footage pouring in of white people being shot, stabbed, murdered, lemonade stands being robbed by racist black men. And the media won't even show you what color they are. It leaks out on the internet to create a race war, folks. The media is instituting this and telling black people, go out and attack whites. It's pure evil. Local media recommends parents lie, trick kids into wearing face masks. We've got KVUE in Austin with the video piece. We have time, we'll play it later, saying be a superhero and lying to them and telling them it's good for them and that it protects them from a deadly virus that doesn't even affect children. When in truth, it stunts the children, messes up their teeth, and gives them hypoxia from not getting enough oxygen. I want to cover this a lot. Remember Google, Apple, Facebook, and others all have plans on the board for smart cities where they start doming in buildings to say that they're these safe zones from outside pathogens and for future viral outbreaks. Denver, Toronto, Austin are already building these dome city areas. This shows China with a dome city and says how China controlled the coronavirus crisis, and said we've got to do like they did, Australia, and now Spain. We've got to lock down whole cities and not let you even leave your house. And then our contact tracers will deliver you your food. You're being taught how to be totally dependent and have a depression so bad you never come out of it. And it shows them living in domed cities in China where the communist elite live. Mystery masks from China arrive at Florida addresses unsolicited. Many of the masks, of course, are used. You see the Chi-Coms wiping their feet and their faces with them and loading them into packaging. Oh, yeah. Woman who has COVID-19 complications listens to death certificate, but family says she was never tested for it. Bald eagle attacks Michigan government drone. Fauci blames Tucker Carlson for coronavirus crazies. Michigan rejects more than 10,000 absentee ballots, including some from voters who died. The Daily Caller. But there's no election fraud. 40% of U.S. COVID-19 tests come back too late to be clinically meaningful, data shows. That's CNBC. But it's worse than that, because depending on the test, 60 to 90% are fake. This is big video I want to play later. Voiceless people are being tormented and done away with. This is criminal. New Yorker testifies to Governor Cuomo's COVID cover-up. Even though they tried to rig who could testify, the truth came out. It's over 10,000 dead, not 6,000. And they knew what they were doing, but wanted high death numbers. They knew only by sending folks with flu or pneumonia into nursing homes so they get a high kill rate and suck 52,000 plus out of each murder. That's called hitman money. That's good hitman money. They are the best hitmen for 52,000 grands. Multiple people arrested for not wearing masks at OC grocery store. Store manager locked them in and called the police. Illegal imprisonment. False imprisonment. All for their giant hoax. Philadelphia Police City Council organized a home gun check campaign where they come to your house to see your guns and then intimidate you to turn them in. That hadn't been done since Obama, and it's back. Let's continue. More Americans go hungry amid coronavirus pandemic, census shows. Millions starving to death. But that's okay. It's all COVID's fault. But it's not COVID's fault. And after Roger Stone leaves us at the start of the next hour, I am going to get into this. A mad rush for the exits as New York City goes down the tubes. That dovetails Daily Mail. Hollywood apocalypse. The rich and famous are fleeing in droves. But it's part of a larger plan. They intend to use the blue cities and states as black holes to suck the entire country down. We go bankrupt and we're broken up by the United Nations and put into global world receivership, similar to the Weimar Republic going into the Versailles Treaty. The UN actually admits that's the plan. This is how they conquer us from within. But we can resist. We can say no. Roger Stone, straight ahead. How do you contest an election in the year 2020? Well, you trigger race riots. And you tell the blue states and blue cities when you're the Speaker of the House that you are legitimately now the president. That's what she said on CBS News. And that you're going to have those blue states secede. Yes, that's officially called a civil war, ladies and gentlemen. And the Democrats are backed by the EU, Hollywood, the Chi-Coms, and the whole globalist system. This is treason with a capital T. And our federal government is so paralyzed with cowards, they won't even stand up against it and do anything, even though our president has been exposing it. But here's the bottom line. You need storable food. We've got the best quality ready to ship to you right now. 2 to 4 week delivery. With 80 days out from the election, you need to get high quality storable food right now. In case they are able to pull this off, we're going to have a Great Depression, war on the streets. It'll make a road warrior look like a cakewalk. Get your high quality storable food now and get ready and get prepared at InfoWarsStore.com. Get prepared.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We are back live on this Sunday, August 16th, 2020, worldwide broadcast. Robert Trump, the younger brother of President Donald John Trump, has died a few days ago. And President Trump, put out a simple statement that he loved him very much, that he was his best friend, and that he hopes he rests in peace. We have seen vicious attacks on the president and his late brother. And we have seen the hashtag being allowed to trend on Twitter while the president censored they got the wrong Trump. But I thought I'd get Roger Stone on because he's a longtime friend of the president, but also was really good friends with Robert Trump, who everybody says was just an amazingly cool guy. And the media has also tried to spin how he died or where he died. Well, Roger also knows some of the personal family details. I don't know if he's going to get into that here today. He also wants to get into some big political news that is unfolding as well. So, Roger, thanks for spending time on this on one of your few days off.
Thank you, Alex. Only for this would I interrupt cocktail time on a Sunday evening. But I'm going to drink a toast to my friend Robert Trump, who I knew very, very well, because when I first became a consultant to Trump Hotels and Casino Resorts, he was actually the individual that I reported directly to regarding some traffic pattern issues in the state of New Jersey that I was working on. He was a very good guy. He was easygoing. He sounded and looked a lot like his brother, who he worshipped, just as Donald worshipped his older brother, who, as you know, died tragically very young. Robert, left the family business because of an extremely sensitive heart condition. I think the doctors were somewhat amazed that he survived this long. He had some inoperable problem with his heart. He was a very decent man. He was a Christian man. He had a good sense of humor. I liked him a great deal. I was very sad to hear about his death. I know the president was very close to him. I think they spoke just about every day. So, it is a sad day. It is outrageous that the left is out there saying, oh, they got the wrong Trump. Who is that? God? God makes these decisions. It was Robert's time. God bless him. May he rest in peace.
I don't want to get into anything negative here, but it just shows the level the left's going to, how they're trending a hashtag saying the wrong Trump died. This is just really sickening evil.
Well, but it's certainly no different than what we've seen, the attacks on Melania Trump, in my opinion, the most cultured and gracious first lady since Jacqueline Kennedy, the attacks on Barron Trump, who is, a minor at this point. You'll recall tweets saying that, he should be turned over to for sex trafficking. The left is completely intolerant. They are the ones who are out of control with the threats of violence, with the actual violence. And I need to tell you, Alex, you predicted this years ahead of anyone. We have an active, organized, very well-funded socialist revolution going on in our streets. It coincides with some legitimate democratic protests, but it shouldn't be mistaken for that. They're taking advantage of a public health crisis to magnify its danger, to create political instability, to try yet again what they've now tried twice, actually four times, and failed to do, remove Donald Trump from the White House. They wanted to challenge him in the Electoral College. That's one. They failed. They wanted recounts in three states that he won narrowly. That failed. Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Then they tried the Russian collusion hoax. That was an expensive, painful, but colossal failure. Then they tried the hastily pulled together Ukrainian hoax. That was just an embarrassment to them. And now they're trying to profit politically from the fallout of coronavirus. That is how desperate the globalists are to retake control of the country and to absolutely, and I'm not exaggerating, erase all of our constitutional liberties. Robert Trump was a patriot just like his brother. Robert Trump was a conservative Republican. They have a sister who served with great integrity on the federal bench, was a very, very respected federal judge. And this is a family that has done more than their share for both charity and public service. As you know, Alex, and I say this whenever I talk around the country, Trump didn't need this job. He didn't need the acclaim or the name ID or the plane or the house or the status. This has cost him $2 billion off of his net worth. He's doing this for the country. He's doing this because he's a patriot.
That's right. They're saying just the last few months, they even have to admit he's lost $300 million. And so let's just say, boy voyage to Robert Trump. As his brother said, they will meet again in heaven. And we really appreciate him. We appreciate his whole family and what they've gone through. Because you've gone through a lot, Roger. Trump's gone through a lot. I think it's fair to say the only person who's probably gone through as much as Trump or more has been you. I guess Seth Rich got killed, so I guess he paid more. There's been a lot of people paying in blood, sweat, and tears. I know we're happy to do it. The good news is we're starting to win, I think, but they can still snatch victory from the jaws of defeat. So as we get ready to go to break, let's spend 3-4 minutes on this. What's the Democrat playbook? What's the deep state playbook as they begin to have the indictments finally from Durham happening? We'll talk about it next segment. But I mean, that's what Trump said. They're coming after me. They're not happy. They may try to take me out. I mean, he's really letting people know that he's in a death match here, isn't he?
It appears that way, but as you know, it's very difficult to read the tea leaves. First of all, let's not forget our wounded still on the battlefield. That would be General Michael Flynn. I mean, we now know indisputably that General Flynn committed no crime whatsoever, that his prosecutors, who are actually his persecutors, know that he committed no crime, that they withheld not only exculpatory evidence, but they also withheld proof that he was just politically targeted for non-legal but political reasons. It is outrageous that the judge in the D.C. Circuit has refused to dismiss his charges now that we know they're fraudulent, and he continues to waste time and money. I happen to know firsthand that the general's legal expenses just over the last 30 days were more than $1 million. Michael Flynn is a genuine war hero. He's not just a patriot. He's an individual of incredible personal bravery. Read his history. This guy is the real deal.
And let's understand something. It's now coming out that people they knew that were working for the CIA who talked to Russians under their job, that the Justice Department was saying they were Russian agents, burning our own people just in an attempt to find somebody who was talking to Russians. And it turns out Comey knew this. I mean, this is criminal espionage against the national security of our country, burning people that are assets who are investigating Russians. And because people in the CIA are penetrating the Russians, turning that around and saying that they are Russian agents, that is beyond criminal.
That's exactly what happened here. They knew when they used Carter Page as the poster child to justify their Russian collusion surveillance, that he was actually working for the Central Intelligence Agency and had been reporting on his contacts with the Russians. So this fellow Kleinsmith that they have indicted, this is like indicting Hunt and Liddy for Watergate, okay? This is the lowest level. Who gave Kleinsmith his orders? Who was it that told him to do this? Was it Andrew Weissman? Because Weissman is out today publicly in The Hill, a publication, saying that Kleinsmith shouldn't be prosecuted and comparing his case to the Flynn case. Now, there's a big difference. Flynn is wrongfully accused, and he pled guilty under extraordinary...
By the way, come back and talk about that, but just let the richness of that sink in. The very group that persecuted Flynn is now using the fact that he's been exonerated as the reason they shouldn't get in trouble when it's all part of the same persecution. I mean, this is just next level. Roger Stone is here with us, exonerated. All the frauds come out, but they're still trying to destroy him as well, and they're trying to destroy us. But we're together, folks. We're stronger than ever. But with 78 days out, we're going to talk about the election. We're going to talk about the new film that Roger's a big part of. Straight ahead.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Well, we're 6 months into the COVID-19 lockdown, and now Democrat leaders are calling for people to be charged with attempted murder if they don't wear the masks of the symbols of slavery. And they've triggered their race riots around the country led by white, angry liberal academics and others. And now on top of it, the Democrats are officially saying, hey, Trump's going to try to steal the election and contest it. But then their internal wargaming documents come out with John Podesta at the very top with Kamala Harris and, of course, Joe Biden. And they're saying, oh, we think we're going to lose, but we're going to have the Democrat states secede, claiming that Joe Biden's won the popular vote, and we are then going to set up our own country and ask the military to remove Trump. This is officially in the New York Times. I don't just believe the New York Times. I've been telling you for over a year this is their plan from other statements they've made in Atlantic Monthly, the Washington Post, the Financial Times of London, and the Council on Foreign Relations. This is their plan. We've got 80 days left to stop it. What are you going to do? I'm serious, folks. This is the time to save the country.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
Well, to say we're living in historic and epic times is an understatement. It is 2020. The year's already halfway over, and it is not disappointing in any way. It is crazy. And the word is, this is just going to get wilder after this. Roger Stone is here with us. Here's some of the headlines. Infowars.com report. Many more indictments expected in Durham's Obamagate investigation. And here it is. Trump reacts to FBI lawyer guilty plea. That's just the beginning, talking about Kevin Kleinsmith that, again, is like getting G. Gordon Liddy and some of the low-level guys to get Nixon. Is former FBI Assistant Director Bill Pinstrip next to be brought to justice? And then it gets into Justice Kavanaugh rules against George Soros connected Open Society because they are actually saying keep sex trafficking legal, and they want to lower the age of consent. I'm telling you, man, I tell you, this George Soros is evil. So that's good news to see that on that front. I know we've heard a lot from Durham. We've heard that they're going to supposedly finally take action. You've got your ear to the ground, Roger. What's the word you're hearing? Because you're one of the victims of this criminal group that tried to run a coup against America.
Well, Alex, it is it's an open question in my mind. In other words, I know a lot of conservatives and a lot of people who love liberty are very optimistic and hopeful that Attorney General Barr and Special Counsel Durham are going to bring the perps to justice regarding the greatest single abuse of power in the history of our country. I mean, these people, including Joe Biden, use the full authority of the U.S. government and the extraordinary capabilities for surveillance of our intelligence agencies for the strictly political purpose of spying on the Republican candidate for president, and then used the fruits of what they knew as fabricated evidence to defraud the FISA courts in an effort to take out the president in a coup d'etat. It is nothing less than that. But I would point out to you that the week that I was unjustly convicted in a D.C. court, the prosecutor in my case, J.P. Cooney, the new prosecutor who reports to Bill Barr, announced that very week that there would be no prosecution for Andrew McCabe, the number two man at the FBI, who could have and should have been charged with crimes far more serious than the fabricated charges that they posted.
So you're not holding your breath. You think they may burn some low-level people, but none of the kingpins.
Oh, and not only that, but my prediction is this will come after the election. Now, I know you're not supposed to say this, that the results of the investigation could be greatly affected by who is elected. Does anybody doubt that Joe Biden would pardon all of his co-conspirators in Russiagate? Let's be very clear. The vice president talks about being in the room when all the big decisions were made. He's absolutely right.
And let's be clear. Nobody talks about that. Their back's against the wall. They're coming in with all her baggage, Kamala Harris. Why have they picked her?
Well, I think for several reasons. First of all, Biden, I think, politically backed himself into a corner. He not only pledged to select a woman, but he committed to select a woman of color. That left him with a very small pool of women who, from a public point of view, would be perceived as having the stature to be president. It doesn't mean that he didn't have some quality people from a left-wing point of view, but not credible. Kamala Harris is a reliable deep stater. Here's the irony. At the same time they're talking about defending the cops, they've nominated the ultimate cop. She's a cop for the deep state. Let's look at her record as the district attorney in Oakland. Let's look at her record as attorney.
But she knew people were innocent, and they had the DNA test. She'd block it. I mean, she's a monster.
Yes, but the question is, Alex, where's the Trump campaign? I'm not hearing them.
And that's why you really wanted to come on today. You wanted to talk about Robert Trump, but also your friend and how great he was. But also, you think the Trump campaign's got big problems. I mean, not the president, but the campaign. So lay it on the president. I know he's listening to you.
Well, look, I think that the president is the greatest communicator in Republican history. Give him the ammunition, and he knows better than anyone else how to use it. But Kamala Harris is a public policy disaster if you're any kind of civil libertarian. She's not a liberal. She's a statist.
And you're the guy that worked with Trump, not Jared Kushner. You were on record 20 years ago for the decriminalization of marijuana and not having these minimum sentences and getting nonviolent black folks out of jail. So Trump's actually gotten black folks out of jail. Kamala Harris keeps innocent black people and white people in jail when she knows they're innocent. He should just be blowing the living snot out of her politically with that, right? He should have all guns, boom, boom, boom. But we're not seeing a BB gun fired at her politically.
That's it. Look, I give Jared Kushner credit. I mean, he followed through on an issue that I felt strongly about for a long time, both he and Kim Kardashian. It doesn't matter about credit. The president has done the right thing. You just summed it up better than I could have. This comparison needs to be now. When they chose Kamala Harris, my reaction was, yes! I was delighted. She's perfect. She's exactly like Joe Biden, incarcerating innocent black people or black people who are convicted of minor nonviolent crimes. This is an outrageous policy. She has supported it without reservation.
And now she's trying to cause a race war and saying white people are inherently bad. What she is a total phony.
Well, chuckling about when she was smoking dope and listening, Snoop Dogg, when in fact, if you check the dates, Snoop Dogg wasn't even out when she was in college. But how come it's okay for her to snicker about smoking marijuana? At the same time, she's locking up four defenseless black people who are not violent criminals and don't deserve long-term incarceration. This is the key issue to this campaign, and the president needs to hit it very hard.
No, I agree, but even though he's not, for whatever reason, when it's so obvious, wow, I see the polls, even the skewed ones. This 30, 40, 50% of black folks are saying they're going to vote for Trump now because of Kamala. Why did they know that she was polling at 1% with black people when she was in the primary? Why the hell would they pick the most unpopular person that black people reject as a phony?
Because she's a dependable member of the deep state, because she will deliver whatever it is the Soros has won. I'm sure you saw the photograph of she and
Alexander.
son. Yeah, exactly. Public enemy number two, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, he's already stepped in. As you know, he's already running the whole show. So basically they're saying, and he endorsed her. He said, this is who we wanted. We've got her. And so they just think, well, here's the thing. Even CNN said, the word is Biden will step down, as we've been saying for months, you've been saying, as a placeholder. He will step down a few months if he's elected, and she will be our president. My goodness.
I don't necessarily agree with that scenario, other than to say that he's in such frail health. You'll never convince him to step away. He's wanted this his whole life. It's now dropped into his lap. But he clearly does not have the stamina or the fortitude to finish the job. I would not be shocked if they tell us, you know, several months into his term that the president died in his sleep or
a stroke,
that he has to resign. He'll never voluntarily.
No, you're right. They're going to Woodrow Wilson his ass.
That's entirely possible. Most folks don't understand that, but Woodrow Wilson suffered a debilitating stroke, which his chief of staff and his wife kept a secret from all the members of his cabinet, all the members of the Supreme Court, and the American public. And Edith Galt Wilson was your first woman president. She ran the country for the balance of his term. The media was very different in those days, so you could conceal a secret like this. My friends who are Democrats, and believe it or not, I have many of them, they know Joe Biden is inherently weak as a candidate. They needed somebody, anybody, to block Bernie Sanders. They knew Sanders was another McGovern, that he was an electoral disaster. And they know that even the actuarial tables would indicate that Joe Biden probably doesn't finish a first term. That's why they needed a dependable agent of the deep state, somebody who will take orders, somebody who agrees with their agenda. She's ideal from that point of view.
All right, Roger. Our sites are band.video and infowars.com and newswars.com. Now on Twitter, when we send out a band.video link, when anybody does, when you do, they put a little link saying, this may be dangerous, don't click it. That's actually increasing the clicks. So I want to thank Twitter for that. But where's the best site for people? Because you've been banned everywhere as well. You're on Parler. But where can people go find the authentic Roger Stone when they see a story against you? You're not allowed to respond other than places like this. So it's more important than ever that people actually go to the URL.
StoneColdTruth.com is still the best place to go. Now, remember, I was banned from posting anything whatsoever there, even restaurant reviews during my trial. But now that the president, in an act of both mercy and justice, commuted my sentence, I am back to StoneColdTruth.com, where I'm giving weekly political commentary.
And so here's the deal. You're traveling, you're giving interviews every day, you're giving speeches, you're back in the game for the American people in the world 2020. People can find all of it right there. We'll do five more minutes on Millie Weaver's arrest and Shadowgate, the film that you're in. We'll talk about that when we come back. Then we have a lady that's in the film, I think she's a great lady, exposing the deep state. And when she's been talking to Millie in jail today in Ohio, she'll have the latest. Hour number two, straight ahead.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.